It's Monday, the 14th of September. Can't believe we're almost halfway through this month already. It's 8:10 a.m. and it's a lovely morning. It's mostly, I think blue sky has the bigger percentage of the skies than the clouds, but the sun's shining and it's lovely. A wee breeze, but fairly calm. Yes. Go on, eh? Don't stop singing now. Oh, boy. I'm tired. Back from a weekend break down in Berwick upon Tweed in Northumberland. Down in a break with all his family members. Stayed at the Rob Roy, which isn't actually in Berwick upon Tweed, it's across the mouth of the river, in a little but lovely area called Tweedmouth. But anyway, that was, I could talk about that somewhere else. It was a great break. Got back like yesterday afternoon. The reason I'm so tired this morning was that on Saturday night we had had dinner in the hotel in the evening, and I'm not really a drinker at all now, but I like a beer, an ale. I'd had an ale, and then I decided I'd have a glass of wine with my dinner, completely forgetting the history of mixing grain and grape. And so when I went to bed at night, I couldn't get to sleep for restless legs, because that's one of the side effects with me anyway. Is it seems to set this off, and I haven't had it for a while. So I not only did I not get a good night's sleep, I got a terrible night's sleep actually. But I also slept on the floor beside the bed, so that my wife could get peace to get off to a sound sleep instead of me jerking legs and knees all over the place. So, a terrible night's sleep on Saturday night through Sunday morning. And thank the Lord, I went to bed last night here and had a really good night's sleep. Really good. But still feeling shattered from Saturday night. Hey ho, my own fault, totally. Can't blame any other thing or any other person. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. Mr. Blackbird's pecking at some bread, looking terribly scrawny. Not scrawny, but scraggy. Yeah, scraggy's probably better. Yeah. Looks like a 40-year-old blackbird. So much grey on his head and body, feathers. Anyway, so good to be back. Well, is it? Yeah, I suppose it's good. No, wait a minute. No, that could be debatable. Because I'm just having so much fun down there. I suppose another day or two would have been better. But no complaints. I've always got to remember in my head that coming home to a lovely home, garden, my birds, my own great bed. Coming home to all this, good neighbours, quiet corner. Standing here in the morning with a hot cup of tea at 8 o'clock in the morning, relating relating all sorts of daft and stupid things. And so I really should appreciate that I've got all this to come back to, and I do. I really do. Watching the wee birdies, the dunnocks and the sparrows, getting about their business in the shrub, in the shrubbery, the shrubbery. Blue tit at the. He's taking Niger seed, that blue tit. Ah, see why. Because the seed feeders are empty. Filled up before I left. Empty this morning. Those greedy wee buggers. I take my wife in this morning to the hospital. She's going in for a wee procedure. That's what you call it, a procedure. Not an op. But having said that, a wee bit intrepidation. Because 6 months ago she had this same procedure which went well. And she picked up a virus from the hospital, as you do nowadays. Yes, you're going to get a couple of stitches in your hand. Something daft like that, and you come out with MRSA or some other virulent bug. She was unwell for 3 weeks. So, we were even talking about it last night. So anyway, I take her in this morning. We'll be heading off about, well, before 9, like, what time is it? My God, it's only 20 past 8. Yes, we'll be heading off reasonably soon. Get her in. So I'm praying, I'm praying that everything goes well and no virus on the way out the door. Hello, welcome to St. John's Hospital. And then a short period after, goodbye, farewell from St. John's Hospital. Don't forget to collect your ugly virus on the way out the door. It's nice to hear the birds, the wee singy birds, and even the noisy crows. I do like the sound of crows, actually, and jackdaws. Peace in the garden. For a bit, anyway.